This is your host, Dr. Mansima Shabazz.
Hello, beautiful ladies. Good afternoon, and I hope you're all doing well wherever you are. I feel privileged to be here again with you. Now, I must apologize. My voice is a bit scratchy from coming from a very warm weather to a very cold one. So please bear with me. This episode is a follow-up to episode 59, where I talked about prayer and the fact that it works. Now, if someone had asked me what my addiction may be, I would say prayer. And so I'm coming back to it, you know, just to share some thoughts about it again. I like the quiet moments of conversation, of listening to the inner whispers, of acknowledging the communication centers, including my gut, for insight, knowingness, and pure, unadulterated intelligence that flows to me. And that's why it's easy to get into the space and really communicate. And communication is not one way. It flows from the universe to me, more so than what I have to say to the universe. So the title of this episode is Making Prayer Work. When I look back at my relationship with religion, I noticed that the emphasis on using, for example, the Lord's Prayer and the Book of Psalms, etc., during prayer periods, and I must say they work, and with dedication, you see clear results. Yet most of the prayer formats I use were not taught in Christian churches, including my native traditional prayer, the libation. And this is the format I want to share with you in this episode. The most common or frequently used ritual of prayer in the Akan tradition is the pouring of libation. This is done on different occasions, including naming ceremonies, rites of passage, puberty, birthdays, weddings, graduations, funerals, and mourning rites, and traditional festivals. The libation or prayer acknowledges Nananyami, God, Tradiampo, the omnipotent God, Enno Asasiya, Mother Earth, and the ancestors. It asserts faith and expresses gratitude for what has been accomplished by God's grace. The prayers also make several declarations of wealth earned or to be earned for the clan. They affirm good health, protection from evil, and blessings for the young children born to expand the lineage. The closing remarks ask for more blessings for the specific occasion and for all future endeavors. Now, I don't get to speak my native language, Chi, very much in this environment that I live in. So I'm going to say this prayer in my language and then give you the translation. Hopefully, the vibration and sound of it will resonate deeply within you, especially if you listen with your inner ears. Close your eyes, please. Nananyami, Tradiampong, Boadie, Wunsanye, Eno Asasiya, Yewo nkwamu a yedanwo, yewo owomu a yedanwo, wunsenio. Esu obusumpo, wunsenie. Esu, wunsenio. Nananu madi nkanfo, mumajinsa. Asusumpa, abofupa, amuwapwe. Ato benkum ninifa, munso munseni. Abusiahro nya mumajensa. Munim nientia me fremo. Nanso ye kembio. Mona muse kana kebio yenchi. Meda mwase. Se mama me at kwain afen so bosom poso. Mame tumi achre ade a ye nanam num achre yen. Meda mmo ase. Mwa mame ajuni ni akuma ni ahoden na memfa nwie madwuma yi. Mesrɛ mo sɛ wɔn a wɔde wɔn ahodeɛ ne wɔn adwene bɛka nhyia mu yi. Moma nhyira nka wɔn nyinaa. Mesrɛ mo sɛ mekasa a mebɛkasa yi, moma ɛnyɛ kasa pa na ɛnte mo anim. Mesrɛ mo sɛ biribiara a yɛbɛyɛ no bɛwie wɔ anigyina mu ne asomdwoeɛ mu. Ɔbaatan pa Nana Nyame, me nananom ɛsonsom pa ne abɔfo pa, nsa o nsa nsa. Here's the translation. God, great tree on which we lean, Creator, here is your drink. Mother Earth, we depend on you while living. We depend on you when we die. Here is your drink. Bountiful deity of the sea, here is your drink. River, here is your drink. Grand ancestors, come and get your drink. Benevolent spirits and messengers from the east, north, west, and south, here is your drink too. All various clans, come get your drink. You know why I'm calling you. But you taught that repetition is not taboo. I thank you for allowing me to travel across the bountiful sea to share what the great ancestors taught us. I thank you for the blessing of mind, heart, and strength to complete this work. I pray for unlimited blessings for those who bring their minds, hearts, and strength to this project. I pray that you let my presentation honor you and be a good one. I pray that everything would end joyfully and peacefully. Good Mother, God, my great ancestors, benevolent spirits, and good messengers, drink, drink, drink. Now, the prayer is representative of the format of libations, where all the Akan concepts about the Supreme Being, Mother Earth, spirits, deities, ancestors, directions are addressed and thanked before any supplication. The prayer ends by acknowledging the presence of all and always with an offering of a drink, usually clear liquid, like water or gin. When I pray regularly, frequently, and establish a conversation with the God in me, I am also able to step into my power as a divine being and acknowledge that divine spark. At the time, moving through earthly limitations with more confidence, armed with truth, more clarity, and understanding. The idea here is to create a prayer in your own words using a format that resonates with you. The emphasis being on the Supreme Being, God, and everything else around you, acknowledging Mother Earth and her power, the given Earth gives us everything we need to survive on this planet. And that appreciation goes a long way in recognizing the abundant life that we all have available to us. So as you create your own prayer, it's not only about supplication, but the emphasis should be on gratitude. It's been suggested also that using your mother tongue is even more powerful. So if you have one other than English, and you know there's a slight bias here, please lean on that. And I know sometimes we forget because we don't speak it as often as we get to, but this is a way to redevelop it, that skill. It's always good to speak another language. You'll feel a shift in how you activate all the divine archetypes and centers within you to really respond to you as the unique, magnificent being that you are. Always remember, you are a woman of power and grace. Let no one say otherwise. Thank you, and I'll see you in a couple of weeks. And please continue to share, to give us a like, and subscribe to our channels. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And I'll see you in a couple of weeks, hopefully with a better voice and less scratchy than it is today. Thank you. Love you all.